Once upon a time, there was a girl named Matilda who was extraordinary in every way.
13 times
379. 4,927.
Wow. Do you remember the BFG? Or a brilliant kid named Matilda, or a boy named James who's fond of peaches. One of the 20th century's most iconic authors, Roald Dahl, would have celebrated his birthday today. He was born back in 1916. His writing continues to inspire and entertain generations of readers, and Chris Howard is such a fan, and she runs RoaldDahlFans.com. She's on the line with us. How are you this morning, Chris?
Good morning. Good morning from Sydney. How are you?
Hey, we're good. Thanks so much for taking the time out to chat on the birthday of Roald Dahl.
Yeah, it's a big day.
It is a big day.
Very big day.
Tell us, so it's being celebrated around the world. I read that in the UK it's actually called Roald Dahl Day.
Yeah, they've been pushing that the last few years. I've been doing some research online, and it's being celebrated all across the world. There's events in the UK. There's a big webcast happening today. And I've even found references a couple years ago. One of the New South Wales politicians made a speech about it in Parliament.
That's fantastic.
That's a massive influence. You have to tell us, Chris, which is your personal favourite work of Roald Dahl?
I think I'm probably going to go with the BFG. That was the first one my teacher in year three read to me, and I thought it was so fantastic and so funny. And that's why on the site today we launched a feature called the Gobble Funk Translator, which you put in a website and it translates it as if the BFG had written it with that particular funny language he uses. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Very, very cool. I always love Matilda. I think I reckon I read that 17 times back to back. Mum asked me if I wanted a new book and I said, no, I'll just stick with Matilda. That's totally fine. Now, Chris, why do you think his works are so universally loved? What's unique about him?
There's a lot of humour in them. And I think if you read them, I think it's in Matilda. He talks about how Matilda doesn't like some of the classic, you know, children's book authors because they're not funny enough. You know, Tolkien doesn't have, you know, the humor is there, but it's not as overt. And so kids love cheeky. They love food. There's a lot of food in his books. So I think that's another big attraction. He loved his chocolate, that man. And, you know, the kids always win. And I think that's when you're a very small person and it feels like the adults around you are, you know, really pushing you around. Charlie and Matilda and Sophie always come out on top in the end.
Now, you mentioned Matilda. What book do you think might be made into a movie next?
Well, that was one of the most successful movies. But, you know, it's a musical now with Tim Minchin's done the musical, and it's, from what I've seen, fantastic. So I'm really hoping they might do the musical version of it as a movie.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Wow.
And what sort of feedback do you get about the man and his writing through your website?
I've been doing the website for a long, long time. And I recently had to take on a guy, Michael, in the UK to help me answer the emails because after 15 years of it, I get really tired with, I have a book report due tomorrow. Can you help me with my homework? It's great. I get everything from, you know, little kids just saying, you know, I love you. I love your books. And I have to let them know that I'm not Roald Dahl. All the way up to, I've actually gotten a couple emails from people who knew him and who worked with him and who've written to say that they feel like the website does a good job of presenting him. And I got to meet his widow, Felicity, and she took me around their house. So it's been really gratifying.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Is she in the UK?
Yes, she is. She lives at their house, Gypsy House. And if anyone in Australia goes there during the northern summer, they have a couple of days a year where you can actually go and visit his garden and see his little riding hut.
Yeah, down the end of the garden.
How inspirational. Yeah.
And do you think being Friday the 13th, anything special is going to happen this birthday?
Well, yeah, if you go to the RoaldDahlDay.info site, they say that, you know, it makes it extra mischievous. So they've got, they're doing a special webcast from Stratford-upon-Avon where they're going to have one of the performances from Matilda, and they're going to interview one of his granddaughters and lots of cool stuff. The problem is it's at 2 in the afternoon in the UK, so it's about 11 o'clock here tonight, Sydney time. You guys might be able to make it.
9 o'clock Perth time. We're not even in bed yet. That's perfect.
Check that out. Yeah. You can watch it live on the internet.
Excellent.
Well, we know you've got a big day ahead of you, and thank you for talking to us today, taking the time. It was almost as if we were speaking to the man himself.
Oh, thank you very much.